We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colours.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity, under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, good-hearted viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissimo Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio el Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Suprememaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an interfaith symposium is held in Tunisia. In good governance news, Israel and Ukraine waive visa requirements. In cultural news, today is the National Day of Au Lac or Vietnam. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Mesa Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 2nd, is the Janmashtami, an important Hindu festival honoring the birth of Lord Krishna, who was revered as the eighth incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Lord Krishna is known for bringing happiness to many through his divinely radiant being and exquisite flute playing. This special holiday is celebrated throughout India and numerous other countries and is a time of prayers, fasting, chanting and plays reenacting the events in the life of Lord Krishna. Temples are wonderfully decorated and include images of Lord Krishna placed in cradles. We wish all our Hindu brethren a joyful and elevating Janmashtami.
Flying news. Ash plumes and lava reported from Klyushevskoy volcano. An eruption occurred on Tuesday, August 31st in far eastern Russia from the region's legendary volcano. Klyushevskoy is one of the main volcanoes of the Kamchatka Peninsula and at 4,750 meters above sea level is the highest active volcano of Eurasia. Although this recent series of blasts and lava flow were observed to reach altitudes of 8 kilometers above sea level, there was no danger or disruption reported for air traffic or nearby settlements. We are relieved to know that no harm came from this volcanic activity on Kamchatka Peninsula, as we pray for an easing of such potentially dangerous events through our actions in harmony with nature.
Earthquakes jolt Japan, Papua New Guinea, and Formosa or Taiwan. In the early hours of Friday, August 27th, a 5.4 magnitude earthquake hit near Japan's west coast at a depth of 284 kilometers. That afternoon, Papua New Guinea was shaken by a tremor measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale, 85 kilometers northwest of Lai. Buildings in the Formosan or Taiwanese capital of Taipei were swayed on Monday by a magnitude 5.2 tremor that struck 40 kilometers from Ilan City, and Japan's northeast region was shaken again on Tuesday by a 5.2 magnitude tremor off the coast of Akita Prefecture. These events, fortunately, were not reported to cause damage or injuries. We are relieved to hear that the quake-stricken residents are safe. May such potential disasters be curbed as our eco-conscious ways help ensure the protection of the planet.
Japan assists Bhutan in school building. In partnership with the Asian Development Bank, or ADB, the Japanese government is donating $3 million to help design and reconstruct schools as earthquake-resilient structures. As part of the larger Japan Fund for Poverty Reduction, this program seeks to improve schools through combined disaster risk management training and modernized structural design. Specifically, four primary schools that were severely damaged in a September 2009 earthquake are initially being rebuilt, with an intended benefit to 880 students and faculty, along with about 9,000 neighboring community members. Japan and Asian Development Bank, many thanks for your generous support of the Bhutanese people. Heaven bless such assistance in bringing the comfort of greater safety and security to young students and families across the land.
Iraq hails renewed national sovereignty. With the U.S. combat operations in Iraq officially ended as of Tuesday, August 31st, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki spoke optimistically about the future of his country as he highlighted the freedom of Iraqis in being able to draw their own future. He also emphasized the importance of working together to create a stable society as he marked the occasion by stating, "It's a day that Iraq gained back its sovereignty. I promise you the sectarian war will not return. We will not allow it. Iraqis will live as loving brothers." U.S. President Barack Obama also spoke in acknowledgement of the human and financial tolls of conflict as he paid tribute to both the fallen and returning soldiers.
Now, 2 weeks ago, America's final combat brigade in Iraq journeyed home in the pre-dawn darkness. Over 7 years before, American troops and coalition partners had fought their way across similar highways. But this time, no shots were fired. It was just a convoy of brave Americans making their way home. Of course, the soldiers left much behind. Some were teenagers when the war began. Many have served multiple tours of duty, far from families who bore a heroic burden of their own, enduring the absence of a husband's embrace or a mother's kiss.
Our respectful congratulations, Iraq and United States, for these decisions in favor of diplomacy and emerging peace. A big welcome home to the returning U.S. troops as we send our best wishes for the flourishing and unified future of the warm-hearted Iraqi people.
Upholding the spiritual principle of non-violence. During a teleconference with Supreme Master Television staff on August 30th, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously described the benefits of meditation in bringing personal happiness. She also explained how inner peace through meditation could eventually translate to one of the loftiest goals of all, world peace.
If more people meditate, we will have more peace. Be patient. We are getting there. People are learning. The leaders of the nations are learning fast. Because war don't bring anything, just damaging everywhere, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And whoever lead people into the war, my God, I feel very, very sorry for that person. If anybody knows that war will bring them the worst of all hell, retribution, they would never raise war against enemy.
As the discussion continued to unfold about forgiveness towards one's adversaries and the principles of non-violence upheld by the past enlightened masters, a question was raised about some people's understanding of Islam regarding war.
Normally, Islam is the religion of peace. But during the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the government and the power of that time harassing him, no end, and harassing his disciple. They have no weapons, they have only their body and their faith, but sometimes they have to use it in order to shield their other brothers and sisters or their families or shield even the Prophet. So the Prophet would say, whoever die to protect the truth, meaning Islam at that time, when the Master is still alive, will go to heaven. And that is absolutely correct. But the Prophet never teach anyone to go out taking sword or any physical power to inflict violence or suffering on any other human beings. None of the Prophet encourage or promote any violence or any war in all the scriptures that we know.
For further eye-opening spiritual discoveries, including the Earth's invisible spiritual blessing lines, meditation and more, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this teleconference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her clarifying wisdom and hope for peace, which are both much needed at this time. May kindness be cultivated within and practiced among one another so that all may live with joy and heaven's blessings.
Russian pilots and American aid worker freed. On Sunday, August 29th, Sudan's South Darfur governor, Abdulhamid Musa Kassa, reported that three Russian pilots from Khartoum-based Badr Airlines had been released following a two-day disappearance as they were transporting food for the United Nations African Union peacekeeping troops in Darfur. The Russian embassy affirmed that the three individuals were well and unharmed. On Monday, Ms. Flavia Wagner was also safely released and received by officials in Khartoum, Sudan, where she was reported to be in good condition.
Ms. Wagner had disappeared 105 days earlier while working in South Darfur for the U.S. charity Samaritan's Purse. President of the organization, Mr. Franklin Graham, expressed the relief of many as he said, "We thank God that Flavia is safe and free." He also conveyed his gratitude, as well as that of U.S. Envoy Robert Whitehead, for the efforts of the Sudanese and U.S. governments, who are both credited with her peaceful release.
We thank the officials from Sudan and the United States for their helpful assistance as we join in relief for Ms. Wagner's and the Russian pilots' safe freedom, wishing them all many joyful reunions with loved ones.
Save our planet. Massive ice chunks separate from Tasman Glacier, as up to 50 million tons of ice separated from the Tasman Glacier in southern New Zealand, around 20 icebergs suddenly appeared on the surface of Tasman Lake, located at the foot of the glacier. This was the biggest calving in the history of the lake, which formed around 1973 as a result of global warming. Researcher Dr. Martin Brook, a lecturer in physical geography at Australia's Massey University, has forecast, along with Dr. Martin Kirkbride, that the glacier would disappear within a couple of decades.
This is due in part to the existence of the lake, which speeds the melting of ice beneath the water surface. The scientists have also warned that calving events such as the one that just occurred could be dangerous due to potentially immense icebergs that could suddenly appear while tourist boats are traveling across the glacial lake.
Our appreciation, Drs. Brook, Kirkbride and Associates, for your concerned alert about the quickly deteriorating state of the Tasman and other glaciers. We pray that such anomalies of nature are curbed through our striving to restore earthly balance.
As on previous occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke during a November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA, about the urgently needed actions to halt the alarming melt of glaciers throughout the world.
Glaciers across the globe are shrinking more quickly than researchers ever expected, leaving rivers and lakes gone, disappear, or drying, with no water for crops and billions who face food shortages due to water shortages as well. You may ask, what is the main cause of this damage and destruction to the environment? Perhaps, surprisingly, it's not the coal industry or cars or planes or trains or boats or ships. It's methane, which is produced primarily by the livestock industry. So, to solve this, we do need to move quickly and be vegan. There is an advantage of time here because one aspect of methane is that it dissipates in around 12 years' time, whereas carbon dioxide, CO2, stays in the atmosphere for up to thousands of years. So, we remove the livestock-generated methane and the planet cools fast.
Save our planet. Mongolian leaders meet in Gobi Desert to call attention to climate change. 12 Mongolian officials journeyed 15 hours to hold a cabinet meeting specifically in a part of the Gobi Desert that used to be arable land in the hope of raising awareness of the urgency of global warming for the upcoming climate summit in Mexico this December. Along with the other cabinet members, all of whom were wearing caps that said Save Our Planet, Prime Minister Batbold Sukhbatar highlighted the significant effects of climate change in Mongolia, including record cold weather this past winter, along with overall decreased rainfall and desertification that now affects 70% of Mongolian land.
He stated, 5 years ago, there used to grow many edible plants in this valley, and there were fewer sand dunes. And now look here, the valley is completely covered with sand. The sand dunes are moving and taking more space each year. According to Mongolia's National Agency for Meteorology, Hydrology and Environment Monitoring, the nation's worsening desertification has been most steeply aggravated by livestock grazing, followed by erosion from tilling the soil for agriculture as well as deforestation.
Our admiring accolades, Your Excellencies, for your committed voice in calling for action to halt the march of climate change. May leaders worldwide swiftly recognize the need to end such detrimental practices as livestock raising in favor of organically grown plant-based fare to indeed save our planet for all beings.
Save our planet. With temperatures rising as high as 51 degrees Celsius in desert areas of Algeria, the extreme heat has claimed the lives of four people as the nation's Civil Defense Department warns that the elderly are especially vulnerable.
Save our planet. The town of Carolina Beach in North Carolina, USA, is planting seals along coastal sand dunes as a protection against storm surges, with private landowners being encouraged to join in the effort.
Save our planet. Indian agriculture experts advise farmers in Goa State on techniques to improve crop management practices that help offset losses due to climate change.
Warning news. British charity Childline states that over 100 children per week call the organization's hotline to express concern over their parents' drug and alcohol use, prompting the charity to call for more efforts to help the youths and to warn of the harmful substances' adverse effects.
I'm Gigi the guinea pig, and this is my sweet husband Jojo, both happy vegans.
Hi everyone, we're here to share a home improvement tip today.
Did you know that there's a simple way to remove wallpaper? First, place a drop cloth down to protect the floor.
Then mix 1/3 cup vegan fabric softener with 2/3 cup of hot water. Pour the solution into a spray bottle and wet the wall thoroughly.
After about 10 to 15 minutes, lift the paper from the bottom up to remove it. Spray again for any remaining pieces and gently scrape with a putty knife.
Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching. Now, for the weather from around the world.
In peace news, an interfaith symposium is held in Tunisia. The three-day gathering hosted clerics from the nation's Muslim, Jewish, and Christian communities. It was organized by the municipality of La Goulette in collaboration with representatives of the three faiths. Religious tourism was discussed as a way of bringing together people from around the world. In speaking of his seaside city, La Goulette mayor, the Honorable Imed Trabelsi stated, "There are mosques, churches, and synagogues which qualifies it to embrace everybody with peace, harmony, and love. Congratulations, Tunisia, and many thanks all delegates and sponsors on this laudable meeting. May all beings thrive in shared goodwill and friendship under heaven's loving protection."
In good governance news, Israel and Ukraine waive visa requirements. Representatives of Ukraine and Israel signed an agreement allowing their citizens to visit each other's countries visa-free for up to 90 days once every 6 months. Israeli Foreign Minister His Excellency Avigdor Lieberman stated the accord was an indication of the two nations' positive, stable relationship. "Congratulations, Israel and Ukraine, on your enhanced Easter journey within our global community. May amicable relations and hospitality flourish between the people of all nations." Coming up, All Arcs, or Vietnam's National Day, is celebrated today. We will feed the birds and be right back. More splendid news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspiring news for a motivated world. In cultural news, today is All Lạc or Vietnam's National Day. Aulac is the blessed birthplace of beloved spiritual teacher and renowned humanitarian Supreme Master Ching Hai. Adjacent to Cambodia, Laos, and China in Southeast Asia, Aulac has numerous reserves and protected areas reflecting the country's commitment to conservation. Among them is Phang Nga Ke Bang National Park in North Central Aulac, which is also a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. It is habitat to a high diversity of flora and fauna and contains one of the world's largest limestone karst regions, with hundreds of amazing caves and grottos. In addition, Aulac is rich in tradition and faiths, including Cao Dai and Huo Hao Buddhism, which originated there. May the kind citizens of Aulac have a festive national day.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Dutch entitled Diet Watch.
Het moeilijkste aan een dieet is niet letten op wat je eet, maar toekijken op wat andere mensen eten.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I am a Zambian citizen who listens to Supreme Master Television, and I would like to be involved as the information I get from your program is very good. I'm very much interested in issues of global warming and environment management. I have also joined the vegetarians. Kindly assist me to inform the community. Yours faithfully, Moses from Zambia.
Caring Moses, thank you for the good news that you have adopted the low emissions plant-based diet. We appreciate your noble sentiments in wishing to share vital earth-saving information with your community. Please download free of charge anything from www.suprememastertv.com/SOS or www.suprememastertv.com/BVeg. That may help. May divine light shine on you and your gentle-hearted Zambian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May we cherish all life on our lovely planet.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton visits China and meets with officials such as Premier Wen Jiabao, Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi, and State Councillor Dai Bingguo to further cooperation in trade and security matters.
Scientists at Germany's Heinrich Heine University find that patients diagnosed with chronic heart failure who receive injections of their own bone marrow stem cells enjoy significantly improved heart function and increased longevity.
Following a rare visit by North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il to China, China and North Korea call for a resuming of six-party talks with the goal of Korean Peninsula denuclearization.
Representatives of Britain's embassy in Yemen and UK-based Thompson Foundation meet with Yemeni Information Minister Hassan Al-Lazi to formulate a plan for providing development and training to help modernize Yemen's media.
India provisionally makes BlackBerry phone devices available once more to the public after Canadian manufacturer Research in Motion offers to provide data access to government security officials.
Israeli archaeologists uncover a cameo containing the image of Greek mythology character Cupid, made of two layers of semi-precious onyx stone dating back some 2,000 years.
In China, news of various food contaminations have motivated the public to seek greater purity and safety, and governments like Shanghai are now subsidizing organic growing, with organic foods noted to have quadrupled in sales over the past 5 years.
To improve bilateral relations, Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov names Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chair Palvin Taganov as head of a Turkmen-Austrian Joint Commission.
Aulac, or Vietnam, National Committee on Traffic Safety partners with the World Health Organization to launch an awareness-raising drinking campaign in Hainan province with the goal of eliminating drinking and driving, which causes over 70% of all traffic accidents in the country.
South Korea's Red Cross offers food, medicine, and other supplies to North Korea to provide humanitarian aid for victims of recent floods.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.